It's Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown, and in the spotlight on this first day of July, a place that holds the title of fifth largest port in the U.S. It is Texas's eighth largest city, home to an important naval air station with the biggest helicopter repair facility in the world. It's the county seat of Nueces, and now it is under new orders from the governor. In case you haven't guessed, we're talking about Corpus Christi, what the tourist brochures describe as the sparkling city by the sea. Needless to say, tourism right now isn't what it would normally be this time of year, but that's not the city's biggest problem. Corpus Christi and Nueces County face a health crisis mirroring those in some of the biggest metro areas in the state. On Tuesday morning, Governor Greg Abbott extended a prohibition on elective surgeries and other procedures in four more Texas counties, all in South Texas: Cameron, Hidalgo, Webb, and Nueces counties, expanding his orders from last week covering the four biggest metro counties in Texas: Bexar, Dallas, Harris, and Travis counties. The idea is to preserve hospital beds and health care resources. Nearly every day since June 1st, COVID hospitalization rates and numbers have been rising statewide, but Nueces and the other three counties added yesterday are the hardest hit in South Texas. Under the governor's current orders, medical procedures required for a serious medical condition or to preserve life can still take place at the discretion of a patient's physician. But the situation is so critical in Nueces that as of the start of this week, only 9 ICU beds were reported available across the whole of the Coastal Bend Trauma Service region. Joe McComb is mayor of Corpus Christi, and he joins us now. Mayor, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on.
I mentioned that there's a shortage of hospital beds in the Coastal Bend Trauma Service region, and that number, just 9 left, is got to be awfully scary to you. What is the situation in Corpus as you have heard it last?
Well, we are getting close to capacity. I think we've still got some, but the thing that's concerning the majority of the hospitals right now is that these healthcare workers, they've been going for months now 24/7, and some of them are just getting worn out physically. So, and some of them have contracted the COVID. So we're running a little short on nurses and people to work in the hospitals, and that may be a contributing factor as to how many folks they can only take in so many that they can service. So capacity-wise, I think we're all right, and if we can get a handle on this, they can get in and get out quickly, but we're watching that very closely. We're in close contact with all hospitals here in town and their administrators. We're doing the best we can with what we have. It just exploded on us.
You mentioned your resources stretched there. As I understand it, the state is sending some kind of assistance to hospitals in Corpus. Have you heard any details on that?
We're working with our state legislators and with emergency management with the state to try to find us additional testing kits and other materials that we need to address. And the state has really been very responsive. Part of it is the supply chain, and of course, we've got an explosion, but if you look at San Antonio and Houston, some of those, they're really, it's just going crazy there too. So the supply chain has got a demand on it that it's having a hard time keeping up with. So they're doing as best they can, trying to allocate resources to the people that need it the most, the quickest. But yes, every day is in communication with the state to see what available resources there are. And putting a request in for whatever we can get.
Now, you mentioned the concern about beach tourism, the reopening, the spread there. You got a busy 4th of July weekend coming up. What's the city planning on doing to control the spread of COVID during this holiday weekend?
Well, we're going to go back, and the judge announced yesterday that beginning July the 3rd at 6 a.m., that the beaches... you can't have vehicular traffic on the beaches. We're going to close the beaches to vehicular traffic. You can still get on there if you're in a condominium or you live out on the island or you park on one of the parking lots off of the highway, and then you can walk to the beach. It's the lure of the beach that's the problem. It's not the beach. All the medical professionals say, sunshine and open spaces and breezes are wonderful, and it is. But the problem is, that we have is that when the sun goes down, you got these 100,000 100,000 people that have come in to go to the beaches.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're in the restaurants, they're in the grocery stores, they're in our hardware stores, you know, wanting to have a good time. And I think that's where the transmission's taking place.
Mayor, forgive me for interrupting, but we just have a couple of seconds. I want to ask, if it were up to you, if you had the power under Governor Greg Abbott's executive orders, would you issue a stay-at-home order again for the city of Corpus Christi right now?
Well, we're encouraging people to. I don't know that ordering it is. You know, ordering it is, anytime you order something, you've got to be able to enforce it, and that's a problem. Just like when in hurricane evacuation, you tell people to evacuate, but you can't go out there and drag them out of their house if they don't want to go. But wear the mask, you know, continue to do the hygiene things, wash your hands, don't put your, touch your face. And for goodness sakes, if you're sick, stay away from healthy people. And if you're healthy, stay away from sick people. But that's the way to do it, I think. Mandating it, I'm not sure is the answer. It sounds real impressive, but getting people to comply and then trying to enforce it, I think, is just an exercise of futility, if you want my opinion.
Mayor Joe McComb, Mayor of Corpus Christi, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us on the Texas Standard, Mayor.
Well, thank you for having me. Have a good day.